14 facts about money you should know by age 30. There are definitely certain things you can do that will lead to prosperity, but there are others that will bring you to financial disaster. If you want to sleep soundly at 50 because you practiced good money habits at 30, then you've come to the right place. And here's a challenge for you. If you manage to spot 4 light bulbs in this video, you could end up in one of our next videos. In order to become bright side famous, just comment down below the timestamp of each light bulb and we'll pick the first attentive viewer. Good luck! Number 14. Kids are expensive. Whether it's coming from societal expectations, your overzealous parents, or somewhere deep within yourself, there's this nagging pressure to have kids by the time you're in your late 20s or early 30s. But frankly speaking, raising children is really costly. No, really costly doesn't quite get the message across. How about this? Raising just one kid can drain your funds up to as much as $250,000. The Department of Agriculture has published a report revealing that a married couple with a middle-sized income will spend approximately $233,610 to raise just one child. That's about $13,000 a year per kid. And this figure only covers expenditure from birth and until they finish school. So this doesn't even include paying for a college education. If you want your young one to have a shot at a good future, plan on spending a whole lot more on a degree. That's why it's much better to have kids not only when you're emotionally ready, but also when you're financially ready. So don't give in to pressure from other people, and don't rush into it. Prepare a financial cushion with your partner before you decide to start a family. This way, your kid will have a happy, healthy life, instead of one full of financial struggle, instability, and unpredictability. Number 13. It's not embarrassing to ask for a promotion. If you've been working in the same position for more than 3 years, the time has come to make your way up the career ladder. Asking for a promotion is the right step to improve your financial situation. That's why you shouldn't be shy or humiliated about asking for a promotion or even just a raise. Just remember, if you ask for a promotion, expect more responsibilities and an increased workload. If you've been refused a promotion several times, it's time to start thinking about changing your job or improving your professional skills. By the way, here are some mistakes people make when they ask for a promotion. You don't want to hurt your chances making these blunders, do you? Don't ask for too much all at once. You might think that you've waited long enough and now you're entitled to everything. Too many or too high demands will most likely just annoy your boss and get you nowhere. Don't assume that a promotion is a magic pill that'll immediately fix everything. This type of thinking only leads to big disappointments. One step up the career ladder won't equal instant happiness or tons of wealth. Don't overshoot your target. If you try to prove yourself to your boss by taking on their responsibilities, they can get offended or see you as a threat to their position. If you want to avoid this, try to make your boss see that there are some personal benefits for them in your promotion. Make it look like a win-win situation. And of course, one of the most common mistakes you can easily avoid is choosing the wrong time and the wrong place to ask for a promotion. Schedule the meeting in advance and make sure there's enough time for you to explain your request. Avoid end-of-the-day meetings or ones right before lunch. Otherwise, you'll have to deal with a hungry or tired person, and the decision will hardly... 12. It's more profitable to rent than own. We like to think that investing in real estate is a great decision and the ultimate stamp of official adulthood. But real estate itself is getting cheaper, while mortgage rates are going up. Does that sound very profitable to you? Here's an illustrative example for you. Let's suppose that a house costs $100,000. Renting it would be around $550 a month, which is $6,600 a year. Let's subtract that $6,600 from the general cost of the house. We would put the remaining amount into a savings account with 7% interest. That alone would bring us $6,752 a year just in accumulated interest, and that's more than enough to pay for another year of renting. If you invest your money more wisely, let's say in funding, you'll get $9,764 at the end of the year. That's actually a reasonable profit. Plus, when you rent, you don't have to spend money on maintenance, taxes, and sometimes not even on furniture. That's why, before making a decision whether to rent or own, count out all the expenses, and choose the more profitable option. 11. Invest in your health and education. It's really hard to achieve success when you're not in your best shape health-wise. That's why it's important to take care of yourself. Go on vacation at least once a year, get enough sleep, and eat the right foods. Good education, in turn, can open a lot of doors and eliminate borders. You can start a course that'll develop and improve your current professional skills or master an absolutely new occupation. The sky's the limit! Number 10. Don't invest in something you don't know well. Even if you want to get rich as soon as possible, and don't we all, you need to be cool, calm, and collected when it comes to financial matters. Giving into strong emotions or impulses to invest in dubious projects can strip you of a lot of, if not all of, your money. It's always better to consult the experts beforehand to have a sensible assessment of the project and its chances of becoming successful. Number 9. Don't borrow to pay old debts. There's an old saying, "Don't rob Peter to pay Paul." Well, that phrase is popular and has stuck around for centuries for good reason. It's great advice! Don't take out a new loan in order to pay off an old one, and don't borrow money from one friend so that you can pay back another. It's a vicious cycle. It's much better to just be debt-free. But if you happen to take out a loan, it's better to stop yourself from buying something and save the money to repay the loan without more borrowing. Number 8. Stay connected with your friends and meet new people. A friend in court is better than a penny in the purse. There's another old saying with a lot of truth in it. Personal relationships are much more important than money. No amount of money is worth losing your friend over. Have you ever had any situations involving friendship versus finance? If so, tell us about it in the comments. We'd love to know if you can relate. Number 7. It's more efficient to buy good quality shoes and clothes. Yes, they do cost more, but nice quality clothes will serve you much longer than cheap ones. Therefore, it's more cost-effective to spend more money on durable things because you're not buying them again and again. And if you buy them during sales, it's twice as effective. Try to make a list of things you need and jump on them if they're on sale. Then you can save your money for an upcoming vacation and take care of your health, as we mentioned earlier. Number 6. Avoid impulse purchases. As much joy and heart-racing excitement as they bring, impulse purchases are enemy number one. If you're on a tight budget, impulse shopping will punch holes right through it. They are nothing but a need for happiness and instant gratification. Find joy in something else instead of buying yet another blue dress for just $10. Number 5. Start saving money for old age now. Today you're 20, and you'll be 30 before you know it. Time is fast and merciless. One moment you're young, and the next thing you know, you're picking up your grandkids from kindergarten. If you save at least $20 to $50 a month, you'll have a decent amount in your account when you're elderly, which will make you feel more secure. Please take care of your future, bingo-loving self. Number 4. Eat and cook at home. So many people go out to eat more often than they dine at home. Maybe they're too lazy to cook at home, or perhaps they mistakenly think that eating out isn't that expensive. Yeah, sure, a hamburger for a dollar does sound really cheap at first. But next time you go to the grocery store, count up how much you spend on your food. Also, don't forget about how many servings you get out of cooking. That fast food restaurant gives you one hamburger for here and now. If you buy a pound of ground beef, how many hamburgers will you get out of that? They'll definitely be under a dollar each. You'll see in no time that cooking at home is much cheaper. Number 3. Put part of your salary into a savings account for a rainy day. Life is unpredictable. Anything can happen. And some things demand a lot of money from you. Your car broke down, your basement is flooded, you've got a cavity you've been ignoring for months, but hey, it just decided to start being really painful. All of these things require large sums of money, but where will it come from? If you set aside some money every month in a savings account, you won't panic in an extreme situation because you'll have that financial cushion to fall on. Number 2. be on the same page with your significant other when it comes to finances. It's totally normal if you and your spouse have different tastes in music, movies, books, whatever. But partners should be unanimous when it comes to financial questions. If you try to save money, yet your partner is always blowing it, you'll never reach any kind of level of prosperity. Talk to your partner and come up with a family budget. Set common financial goals and decide how you'll achieve them. If you're having problems staying motivated, try saving up some money for a vacation, for example. Again, gotta take care of your health and give yourself a rest. Number 1. Find a passive source of income. It's good if you have a job that keeps the bills paid, but in our unstable world, it's always better to have different sources of income. That's why it's worth exploring the world of investments. Study the best ways to invest money and choose the one that suits you the most. It can be real estate, stocks, or bonds, depending on how much you're willing to risk. But whatever you pick, it will provide a nice passive source of income that will help you get a little more security in your future.